The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It looks like chilies with soup, with noodles, with some vegetables, and I think it is, after all, some form of pork. But I'm assuming from the amount of chilies in here that I will probably be pooping tomorrow. Fire from the fucking dragon's own mouth. Alternatively, also known as the big fatty moment, where the gentleman callers realize the anus diaphragm was slightly too small for an expert's hand. So yes, while you feast on that picture in your minds, which you will never be able to erase, just want to say that I miss you and that I hope all is well.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fire from the fucking dragon's own mouth.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2705 of the BFO448, the 8th of June 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got voice letters and kerfuffles. Hello, Pwn Stars. Big Fatty, was that one of them at the beginning of the little show? Well, if he were at the Horror Hotel this weekend, I'm sure he would be mistaken for a hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all don't even remember what I called you. Big Fatty, how quickly they forget. But y'all are Big Fatty. Big Fatty and Granny and Durwood and Jeremy and I don't think Big Dick and John are coming this weekend. I can't remember. Big Fatty, you just leaving it. I can't remember. But all Chris and all Brian will be there. Oh, there. Y'all, we're over at the Horror Hotel. And y'all, I wanted to get a little show out to you for today. And I didn't want to have to lug all the micro... micro hoist over there. Y'all, that is... That is that kale, that Asian kale solid that I had for my supper. And y'all, it's already coming back on me. Well, that means you'll be tooting all night. Y'all, yes, Big Fatty, y'all, can you believe it? 3 weeks from today is Big Fatty's last day at the coal mine. Yes, Big Fatty, and you know what they'll be saying on 3 weeks from today?
Hoop-de-doo, I hear a
yeah. So y'all, while this is playing, I just want to remind you that y'all can participate and support the Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O. And their Pride and Remembrance run. Y'all, you can just go over there to TurnipStyle, TurnipStyle.com/Pride Run. And you can donate to their run. Y'all, they're trying to raise $2,000. For that. Y'all, they always do a good job with that every year. And y'all, there was a link on yesterday's little show for that. And y'all also found the link for Curtis Hill's little puppy dog, Scout, that there's that GoFundMe. That's over on yesterday's little show also. So y'all, if you'd like to donate to either one of those, or if you want to buy one of those turnip style t-shirts, scroll back to yesterday. And you can click on those links and provide some support to both of those. Yes, Big Fatty, do you think they're through singing Hoop-de-doo yet? Well, they're getting close to the end, but we'll still fill a little more time here. But anyway, I tell you what, let's just sing along.
Hoop-de-doo, hoop-de-doo, I hear a polka and my troubles are through.
It's got me higher than a kite.
I'm in clover, I'm in bloom. When I'm dancing, give me room.
Hope to do it with all of my might.
Rain may fall, snow may come. Nothing's gonna stop me from
hope to do it.
Patty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Patty?
Why do you call yourself Big Patty, Big Patty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Patty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are ex-Big Fatty. Question today comes to us from the future, from my number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and y'all, he says, it's Friday night, and I'm having an adult beverage or two. Earlier today, I was listening to the little show, and firstly, I'd like to wish the old gal the best. Big Fatty just won't be the same without her. May her days be filled with C's candies. Anyway, he says, Mean King mentioned in his Axe Big Fatty question he was watching about the ice hockey. I started playing at 8 and finished when I was 52 years ago. As my back is shit. Now, my question is this. I have no idea which sport the ladies think has the hottest guys, but can you speak for yourself as to which one has the hottest menses? Any idea who the gays think are the hottest? Thank you for calling, XO. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, always lovely. When my straight boyfriend is sending me love letters, Fatty, after drinking, excellent question, Straight Bob, and I think that the gays, the men within the involved in the hottest sports, the hottest sport for the men's is, I believe it's called hide the sausage. Beep, Fatty, a bunga.
That time again. The Pride 48 live streaming weekend is putting on its good heels and heading our way.
Heels?
What?
What do heels have anything to do with it?
Nothing, it was a joke.
It's not very funny.
Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live all weekend long at pride48.com and TuneIn Radio. Join us June 22nd through the 24th for all the fun and frivolity. Don't miss a single show. To learn how to participate or for more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
And put on your heels.
Oy.
Yeah, I figured I'd throw it out there. You know, she's bouncing something else. It ain't on the recumbent bike, that's for sure. No, but y'all, I would just want to remind everybody of the state of the station on Sunday night, the 10th, 8 p.m. in the evening, over there at pride48.com. Y'all, we're going to have the schedule of the June little shows that are participating. And y'all, we're going to talk a little bit about the August event down there in Knowledge. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll be lovely. And who knows, maybe the old gal will show up in the chat room, too. Well, you know, she's very busy now. Very busy. What's she doing? Not a damn thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big fat thing, you. Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
It's me, Paul the Charietti.
Hi.
I'm in France.
Where? France? What?
We got on the train in London. And it went under the big Channel Tunnel.
Yes, do you hear Casey in Denver talking about French?
No, really a
big
worm?
Tunnel.
It's a tunnel.
Oh.
It goes from
Straight Bob was asking
England
about
France,
big worms.
And,
big Fanny, it was
we went
not.
On that. It took us all the way to Paris. And then we got
Paris.
On
Gay
another
Paris.
Little train. It took us to a different station in Paris. And
did
then we
you
went
go,
on another train for about 3.5 hours.
Did you go to Rat World?
And it took us to Marseille.
Yes.
I say.
Yes. And, is that Rat World?
We've been exploring Marseille, and today we've is come on another train.
Oh, yes.
About 50
choo-choo
minutes.
Choo-choo train. Yes, choo-choo.
To a town called Arles.
Who?
I can't say that. A-R-L-E-S.
Arles.
Arles.
Arles. Arles. Sounds like pirates.
Yes,
are there pirates?
It's quite oldie worldy.
Who?
There's an arena and everything.
Arena?
I think they might even do the bull. The bull hunting. No, the bull fighting.
Oh, the bull hunting. Yes, the bull hunting. I love the bull hunting. Bull hunting.
But that was just Spain. Oh,
bull hunting. That's in Walnut Hills.
And chase each other around.
Uh-huh.
It baffles me.
Same thing.
I was going to say.
So does the BFO.
The good thing about the journey between Marseille and
Arles
is that the journey was just long enough for me to listen to the last two episodes of Big Fatty Online.
Lovely.
Not many people can say that.
No.
Anyway.
No. You're ready to take your life.
I shall sign off for now.
Yes. And, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Vive la France.
Vive la France.
Oui, oui.
What does that
Bonjour.
Mean? Who wee weed?
Yeah.
I'll tell Toppy you wee weed.
It's too hot for me here.
What? Hot.
Dear, oh dear.
Hot wee wee.
It's much too hot for me everywhere. I should go live in Iceland or something.
Iceland. Go see Miss Beaver in the Faroe Islands.
Bye for now.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And sounds like you're on one of those holidays over there in the UK. Not the UK. That's you're in France. Yeah, wee, big fatty. You speak French? No, big fatty. I've got to go tee.
Big fatty, this is Scotty, your Aussie battler. Today is the last day of autumn. That's right. 31st of May, 2018. Listen, I've got a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, it's our second Axe Big Fatty question today, and y'all, it is from the future also, as with Straight Bob's, it's from Scotty the Little Aussie Battler. Scotty, what you got?
So, is there a Ross Dress for Less in Aberdeen, South Dakota? Okay, because I've got a lot of shopping to do when I come to America, and that's kind of my last stop, so I need to do a lot of shopping in South Dakota. Or maybe if there's a Ross Dress for Less at Mount Rushmore. Okay. Bye.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that, of course, is Scotty, the Little Aussie Battler. You know, he's coming to the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Scotty, I have goggled. I have goggled the Ross Dress for Less on the computer. You know, it's a series of wires and tubes. And in the entire state of South Dakota, there are only two, I say, two Ross Dress for Lesses. One's in Rapid City, and one's in Sioux Falls. And I believe Miss Bacon goes to both of them. Aberdeen appears to be a little bit closer to Sioux Falls. However, it could be that Miss Patty Bacon would be able to assist you in your shopping at Nidraba, North Dakota. Big Fatty, we hadn't heard from her in a while. No!
Thank you.
I have got lots more voice letters, but y'all, I have also got lots of Big Fatty, you can't even say it, kerfuffles. Y'all, that Sam in the Hinterlands sent one. She says, here's an old one from you. Oh, Big Fatty, it must be about the old gal. Maybe it says, why did the chicken cross the playground? I don't know, Big Fatty, why did the chicken cross the playground? To get to the other slide. Big Fatty, that's a good one. Y'all, they don't have to be vulgar. They don't have to be vulgar to be funny. Yes, Big Fatty. Ian is out there in the City of Angels, and Ian has sent one in. It says, hey, Big Fatty, hope you enjoy this. What kind of orange juice sunbathes naked? Big Fatty, I don't know. Sunny D. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Okay. Here's another one from Ian. She says, what would the man do when the stripper is stuck in the birthday cake? Big Fatty, I don't know, but it involves cake, so it's got to be a good one. It says, what would the man do when the stripper is stuck in the birth cake? Well, he had to eat her out. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. I thought that one was pretty good. Y'all, I've got a couple more here from Joe in Dallas. Y'all, I can't remember the old rooster. Did I tell the one about the old rooster? The gay guy goes to the doctor, and during the prostate exam, he says, hey, doc, your ring is kind of hurting me. Can you take it off? And the doctor says, I'm sorry, that's not my ring, that's my watch. Big Fatty, that's appropriate for you over at the Horror Hotel. Those are all the, you know, I don't have time for any more of them. There's a bear and a bear. There's a bear chasing a bunny around the forest. But y'all, and there's a huge redwood. Big Fatty, that sounds like it's going to be a vulgar one too. We'll try to get to some more of those a little bit later. And you know, who knows? Speaking of bears in the forest, maybe old Jimmy Bear or Dicker will call in with a joke. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Remember, nothing bouncing in Walnut Hills this weekend, y'all. End of Avera, trademark Digger. Y'all, you make the best of it. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll listen to you on single speed. No, we won't. I'll have a full recap of all the activity. Big Fatty, we don't need a blow-by-blow of the horror weekend. Well, Hendrick, you know, y'all, I've tried to get Hendrick to come to the Horror Hotel. And, Hendrick, can you give me one good reason why you're not there this weekend?
Fire from the fucking dragon's own mouth.
Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like he's already been over to the Capri Lounge.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.